as Brandon Heath here on 91.5. This is WMIE Radio. One of the hundreds of new songs and material here, new programming here at WMIE Music. I've put in hundreds and hundreds of new songs into the computer, into our new computer here. And we've also added Christmas music. Again, we started that last year for the first time ever. We've never had Christmas music here at WMIE, and we started that last year. Still, it's a work in progress, trying to play things worthy of being on the radio. And so it's a work in progress. Here today, our work in progress is the last day of our fundraiser. If you have tuned in expecting to hear Pastor Bob Arthur's and the Refresh Radio broadcast, that's been preempted today. Everything's been preempted today until we're able to reach the $35,000 level on our fundraiser. We're at $31,349. We have a remaining balance of only $3,651. So if you are perhaps a member of Pastor Bob's church, or you appreciate his program, thank you for all the feedback that's come into him lately, too. He's received a lot of feedback from many of you lately that love his program. And us preachers love to be encouraged to know that we're making a difference. So you appreciate what you hear. And I know he's appreciated the great feedback you've given him lately. The number, if you'd like to help us raise up the remaining balance of $3,651 and our fundraiser for the year, is 321-632-1000. It's 8:33 right now. I'm here with you live until 5 o'clock today. 321-632-1000. As soon as we can raise this up, we're going to get back to our regular programming here. $3,651. That's what we've got left to do. The number here, if you would like to help us raise any or all of that, is 321-632-1000. I want to thank Mary making another gift, actually, for a family member in memory of Betty Lou. $51. We thank you, Mary. Thank you again for your support. Thank you for continuing to call us here and up and renew your pledge. Thank you for telling your family and friends about this radio station. Now, when we add her $51, We're at 31,400.
Now is the perfect opportunity to partner with us and help us raise the money we need here during our fall fundraiser and to help to promote your business as well. For $200 a month, we will make and produce a professional radio spot to play on all of our stations here in Brevard County twice a week, Monday through Saturday, up until our next fundraiser. For more info on that, you can give me a call here, 321-632-1000. You've heard our sponsors before. Our listeners love to support. I get many phone calls during the day and during the week of who it was that they just heard, whether it's an AC repairman or computer repairman or website designer or roofer. Our listeners support our sponsors. If you'd like to be a corporate sponsor, a Christian business owner to partner with us in ministry, would you give me a call here? 321-632-1000. The time is 8:37 on this Friday morning. Forgive us for preempting Pastor Bob Arthur's today in the Refresh Radio program. And I pray that you'd sense the urgency that we have here to raise the money we need to continue to do what we do here at the station. And you know what we do. You really had no need for me to tell you what we do, because it's not a secret. It's out in the open. You join us. You listen. The number here is 632-1000. The remaining target here, our goal, is $3,600. And I'm here with you today. I won't be on the air past today. I'm believing between now and 5 o'clock that we're going to have reached our goal. If not, then I know through the mail and through somebody out there that God will put it on your heart to help and support the radio station. So many times it's people that have given more than once. We'll sense the urgency and understand the importance of what we do here in this radio station. Or maybe it's people that have lived somewhere else and have understood, like I did when I moved, that there's nothing like WMIE anywhere. There's no other radio station like this that does what we do, that plays local ministries like this at an affordable price to get on the radio and has praise and worship for format, not top 40. And not just national ministries, local ministries like Bob Arthur's right down the street here in Merritt Island. And I pray that you'd catch the vision here of WMIE and the mission of getting the gospel into everyone here in Brevard County. Thank you to JC. He's renewed his support. $100. JC from Coco. $31,500. Let's enjoy some music here this morning. And for those of you who are just tuning in right now, it's 8:41 Friday morning. You are tuning in to WMIE. Maybe you're wondering because you hear me on the radio and not Pastor Bob. That's because we're trying to raise the money we need to continue to bring to you programs like Pastor Bob and all the other programs here. I should say Refresh, the Refresh radio program. And if you'd like to help us
raise the money we need for this radio ministry to continue? I ask you if you would. The number here is 632-1000. If the Lord's putting on your heart to sow a gift into this, to make a financial contribution and donation to our fundraiser, then give me a call here on this Friday morning. And I want to thank Gabe from Coco. He has pledged $100 a month for 6 months. So it's $600. Thank you so much, Gabe. We appreciate that. Hey, Gabe's put us under $3,000 now. 844 Friday morning. Friends, we're down to $2,900 now. That's all we have left to do. $2,900. Is there some more believers out there who would like to give us a call here at the station? More listeners out there that are blessed by WMIE, would you give me a call here on this Friday morning? Help us to wrap this up here right now, really. If that's you, if you have yet to, maybe you've never given to WMIE and you're blessed by the programming. I promise you this, God will bless. Because God's got a vested in. I've learned this stuff firsthand, friend, through leaving. And God bringing me back, picking me up by my pants and bringing me back here, saying, no, you weren't supposed to leave here. This is where your ministry, I've had that happen to me. I get to see God move on the inside here, which is not something that a lot of people get to see. Maybe you do in other ways that I don't. But I get to see God move here at the radio station and do great things every year. Because he's got a vested interest for some reason to him. And I know the reason. Because of what we're doing here. He cares about this radio station. And you, our listeners, he blesses this station. He saves souls through this station. I know that too. Because I hear from them every year. God saves souls through this radio station. Does it get any more important than that? I ask you. If that makes a difference to you, I'm not trying to manipulate you. I don't preach on tithing at my church. You ask my church. I've been pastor for 8 years. I've never preached on tithing. I don't ask anyone in my church. Because they just know that if you don't support this church, there won't be a church here anymore. I'll say that, and I'll leave it at that, because we're all adults here. If you want the church to remain here, church, then you need to give and support the church. Otherwise, there won't be a church here. That's all I have to say, and here at the radio station as well. If saving souls matters to you, and I know that it does, will you give me a call here? No gift is too small. $5, $10, $20. Maybe you want to sow $2,900. No gift is too small. No gift is too big. I promise you on the authority and the word of God that God is able. Well, first of all, that God loves a cheerful giver. I promise you that, because it's written in the book. That Greek word for cheerful is the word hilarion. Right. Think of Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Day. Giddy. That's the kind of giver that he likes. One of the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. One who goes and makes it right with people they've wronged their life. That's the kind of giver that God likes and is looking for. And God loves a cheerful giver, and he is able to make all sufficiency abound to your account when you give and support this radio station and keep this gospel message. You keep Bob Arthur's message out there, Adrian Rogers' message out there, In Touch, East Coast, my own program, Errol Beckford, R.C. Sproul, J. Vernon McGee, David Jeremiah, Mark Bomber, Malcolm Wild, Michael Youssef, Ed Young, who am I forgetting? They're all made possible because your financial support to this radio station, you're saving souls. I talked to hundreds of them. You're saving souls when you sow into this ministry. And I just ask you, not to manipulate you, but to get you to consider that. What's a soul worth to you? We know what it's worth to Jesus. He'll leave 99 behind to go and get one, save one. What's it worth to you? I'm just here to remind you of that. That's what God does through this radio station. I know it because I talk to my extended family here every year. And I hear the testimony many times in tears of how much this radio station's made a difference in their life, of how they were saved through something they've heard here. And I've heard the testimony more than once of how people have left this world with this radio station on, with a special song that came on at just the right moment as people left this world. God loves and blesses this radio station. And I encourage you and I ask you to pay it forward. Help us to continue to do what we do. And God, I promise you this, that God is continuing to save souls through the radio ministry of WMIE. Let me get back into some more music. I'm sorry. I heard Vernon McGee there, but that's not going to work. There we go. Back to more music. It's you and me and music until we're able to raise this up. $2,900. What's the soul worth? You know what it's worth. $5, $10, that's not the price of the soul. I'm saying, how much can you invest in this radio ministry? No gift is too small. God will do great things when you give me a call here and sow into this ministry, indeed you will reap a harvest. We're part of America, at least God sees it that way. You can't look down, you gotta look up. You can't even sing the blues. Ain't the time for compromise. What you gain that way, you lose. You stop the hate that causes pain. You stop the violence too. Let them know the love's their only way for me and you. To get by, to stay high in a world that's hurting. Oh yeah. To get by, to stay high, oh, high in a world that's hurting. How can I say thanks for the love that's been given me? And how can I express just what I feel inside of me? Oh, and what this soul really needs is the kind of love that heaven sees. It's the kind that makes go round, picks me up when I'm upside down. Oh yeah. O'clock rapidly approaching 8:54 on this Friday morning. That's Phil Driscoll, one of my favorites, playing in the background. 8:54. This is Friday morning. Normally you'd be hearing Pastor Bob Arthur's and the Refresh radio program. That's been preempted until, friends, we're almost done here. We only need $2,900 to go, and we will be all wrapped up here for 6 months. So we have set aside last week. We've set aside this season here, last week and this week, to raise up the money we need for this radio ministry to continue. $35,000. We're at $32,100. We're pretty close now. $2,900 to go. We'll be all wrapped up. And again, I just want to appeal to you, if you're blessed by this radio station, I pray that, and I just try to help you catch the vision here of what we do and of what God does with this radio station, and how you have an opportunity twice a year as a listener to partner with us to be a part of this. And the one of the big objections is people say, well, I don't have a lot of money. And my answer to that, friend, is that God is supernatural. Now, Jesus saw someone that didn't have a lot of money, and he saw her put in everything that she had into the offering plate, let's call it. And Jesus said, do you see this woman right here? He said, she's put in more than all of these people have, because they've all put in out of their riches. But this woman, her out of their abundance, but this woman put in everything that she had. And it was the equivalent today of half a cent, is what two quadrants was, a penny. And God says in his economy that that's more than all of these people and all of these rich people and everyone else was able to put in, did put in. Some out of obligation, some to look good. But my point is, God is supernatural. So no matter what you, what gift, no matter how much you give to our fundraiser here on our radio station, God is supernatural. He will take that and cause that to increase, because that's what he does. He's God. He's looking for the heart condition, like so many of you that have called. Mary, I thank you. You've called me three times, four times here. It's the heart condition like that that he's looking for. Others, I hate to single out, but some have been listening for a while. This is the first time that they've called because God's moved in their heart. And they've called here at 632-1000 because they wanted to stand up and be counted here and help us raise this money that we need, because souls matter to God. And that's what he does through this radio station. He saves souls. No gift is too small. Some people are able, and I've heard it before, some people are able to end the fundraiser with one gift. Maybe that's you. If that's you, God is able to cause your gift to increase to you, to this radio station, and use that to do what he does, save souls. I'm not guessing at that. I know that because I talk to the souls all year long, not just fundraiser time, but I talk to the people that get saved through this radio station. And they tell me how they were blessed and how they were saved and what happened, how they heard a word in due season, how they heard the gospel message through one of the ministers that's on here. And they receive Jesus Christ because of this radio station. We can't put a value on that. But twice a year, you can partner with us. You can invest, trade, to use a word Jesus would use, your talent.